time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk. What's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here. Quick opening, because we're going to get right to our guest of the day, Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. Going over to Rockport, our final rotation of Cape Ann schools for the winter season. And we're closing out February with the show. So stay with us after the break. Our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week from Rockport.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps and burgers, specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk here with our latest Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. We're going to Rockport for the final sort of cycle of the winter season for the three Cape Ann schools, and we got Louis Iacono, Rockport boys basketball player. What's going on, Louis?
Not much. How you doing, Dom?
Good, good. Well, former Rockport boys basketball players. You guys are done.
Yep, season's over.
Yeah. Talk about that. You know, as a junior last year, you were part of that team, right? That went to the Elite Eight, had a great run. That's a lot to come back to when you lose that many seniors and you know, you're battling a new chemistry, new dynamics. It must have been a lot of pressure on you guys to kind of perform to like that level of last year.
Yeah, so it was a lot of pressure, but we had a lot of younger guys this year. So the expectation was kind of low, given that we lost those five seniors.
Yeah.
So we had a group of five seniors this year, and three of them, including myself, didn't normally have varsity experience.
Yeah.
So we had our captains, Sam Kesterson, Flynn, and Jasper, who kind of led the team.
Yeah.
And the seniors kind of joined in an effort and trying to do that as well.
Yeah.
And we tried to get a good group of young guys to try and live up to that Elite Eight run. And we did the best we could. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you only won three games, but ironically, you were so close to making the tournament, like one spot.
Yeah, we were one off. Just kind of showed how competitive the Cape Ann League was this year.
Yeah. It's like, we'll take those three wins and all your losses, and we'll give you credit for all of it. And we'll almost get you in the tournament. Man, you look back, Louis, do you look at one or two particular losses and say, man, we had that one, and if we won that game and the other game, we'd probably been in.
Yeah, so we had two holiday tournament games against Notre Dame, Cristo Del Rey, and Neighborhood House. And those were just both very, very winnable games for us. But it was very early on in the season, and we were still trying to figure things out as a team. And although we played well, we weren't able to come out. But I think if we would have got those two, we definitely would have been in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. Of those three wins, what was there one that stood out versus the others, the other two?
I think Triton, because our other two wins was the same Pioneer Charter School.
Okay. Yeah.
We played them home and away, but Triton was kind of a big one for us because that's a Cape Ann League team, excuse me. And it was just, we had a bunch of losses and then leading up to that, and then we beat them, and it was just kind of like, it was just a huge moment for us and it showing how much progress we'd made throughout the season.
Yeah. Was that at your place or theirs?
That was at our, that was at our place.
Okay. Rockport's tough in the Rockport gym.
Yeah, it's loud in there.
I was gonna say, like, how's the student section? Are they pretty rowdy?
Normally they were, but this year, since we didn't have as many wins on the record, they didn't show out as much. But they were still there supporting for sure.
Yeah, can't like really walk the walk when you're not winning that much. But and I'm sure Mr. Parisi was getting a close watch on them.
Oh, you know. Yeah, no, give him the no look. Numbers, no names, no, yeah.
Oh, that's true. So sometimes, yeah, like, so you can't be specific, but you just, like, kind of just, like.
Yeah, you know, you go team.
Yeah, I get it. Don't single anybody out. But tell me about your role, Lewis, you know, on the team this year as a senior, and how did that role this year compared to, say, last year?
Last year I didn't do a ton of work with the varsity guys. I kind of practice with them every so often. And, this year being on the team was a huge step up for me. And, being a senior and not a captain, I tried to kind of take on the role as a captain and, involve myself in the team as much as I could and really just give it my all and try and do whatever was in the best interest of the team.
Yeah. Was there a game or a moment that would be a highlight for you, you think? Made a steal, made a key rebound, sank a three, something. You did something good, Lewis. Come on.
Senior night on Amesbury, I had a couple good rebounds, but
there you go.
I only took 12 shots on the whole season, so I don't have a lot of point highlights.
Role player.
Exactly. I kick out and I rebound and I steal a ball. I do everything I can to help out my team.
You do the dirty work, you know,
yeah.
Doesn't get in the stat book, doesn't get the headlines, but get you the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, because clearly you impress the higher ups, you know?
I guess so.
Yeah, particularly Mr. Parisi. He's the one I work with directly to get these athletes on the air. And, would you in the fall season, would that be the big sport for you, golf, or what would you say your main sport is?
Yeah, probably golf. I played it all 4 years of high school, and I think I fell in love with it the most.
Yeah. How did that go for you personally in the golf course this fall?
Oh, it was excellent. It was like, it was just such an incredible experience to be on such a dominant team. Yeah. I've never won so much in my whole life.
Yeah. Did you guys win the conference?
Yeah. We won the Cape Ann League, and we had it was a very good winning record. I don't remember exactly what it was.
And then we made a little
tournament, and we broke 5 school records.
Nice.
So that was, it was remarkable. It was a great group of guys.
Mr. Burnham, the coach of that team?
Yeah.
Yeah, Larry Burnham. Wow. You know, he's been coaching for like 50 years or something. Like, honestly, like, he was my brother Sam's like freshman baseball coach in the late 80s. You know? That's like someone telling me the late 50s. That's what it sounds like to you.
Yeah.
You know? That's a long time ago, but an incredible run though. You know, where did you get your action on the golf course? Like, what was your thing? Did you have a set spot or you kind of rotated in and out?
I played normally the 7 or 8 spot, and I just kind of hope everyone else played well. And then I'd hold up my end of the deal in the caboose back there.
Yeah.
And we won a lot of games doing it. So,
yeah. Was there a moment for you personally that you are fond of from the fall, like some shot you made or anything like that?
We had a match in Amesbury where I went 2 over par and we were losing the match. And when me and my buddy came back, he had 32 points. I had, I think, 28. And we were losing the match, and we came back, and we broke the good news, and we ended up winning.
So nice! So that's a moment where you bring back like your score to the team, and they say, "Oh, that put us over the edge," or whatever.
Yeah,
It's not like basketball with the scores clearly there on the scoreboard. Like you have to report what happened. Like, yes, we good job, Lewis. You closed the deal for us.
Exactly.
That's awesome. All right. And then so you got a little break here, like a few weeks off from the next sport. And you're going to give tennis a go, you said?
Yeah. Never done it before, but I'm gonna give him my best shot.
Wow. You like never done it in the sense of never played for a team or like literally never done it?
No, I've never played organized tennis. I've obviously picked up the racket a couple times. But
you're like me. I played a lot of tennis when I was your age, college, whatever. But never like formally, you know. Mm-hmm. And I thought I was good because I played my two buddies and always beat them. I wasn't good.
Yeah.
I went to play in the Bass Rocks tournament against like the Bass Rocks president and he smoked me.
Oh, man.
Like it's like real tennis where it's like, boom, back and forth. And I like, what? I can't do this. Like my buddy hits these weak shots and I just crush him, you know. But this guy was like, oh, man. What do you think? I mean, you think you'd have a strength, you know, like a forehand, a good serve? What's going to be your thing? You going to rip up the Cape Ann League or what?
I don't know, man. I think I'll have a nice strong serve, but after that, it's might be a steep decline.
Yeah, so you'll let it all out on the first serve,
yeah,
miss it, and then just go beep, like a quick little second serve just to get it in.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to pick it up as I go. We'll see how
well. Okay. All right. I love it. Is there any kids, you know, that are committed Rockport tennis players that, you know, can help you along maybe?
Yeah, I got a couple of friends that have played. My buddy Jack Trupiano's played a bunch. I think he's played every year of high school so far.
Nice. And you were telling me off the air, you're a Gloucester boy, right? You live in Gloucester?
I do, yeah.
Okay. Did you play like youth sports for Gloucester and stuff? Or?
Yeah, I played youth soccer in Gloucester and I played in a lot of the YMCA basketball leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah. And why the move to Rockport? You know, the school choice in. What was the appeal there?
I went to a Catholic school in Beverly for elementary and most of middle school. So I knew most of the kids from Rockport just coming from there.
Nice.
So when I moved there, I just kind of had the most friends there. So
like it made sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you spend your summers? How do you put a little money in your pocket with a job or what?
Yeah. I work at the Cape Ann Marina at the fuel dock and I'm also a lobsterman.
Same. I was in the past with my dad. Yeah, with my dad. Who do you lobster with?
I have my own boat.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. How many traps?
Me and my sister both have student commercial lobster permits, so 25 each.
Wow. Okay. And where do you set them?
I set them out in the bay.
Okay. Is it one trap per buoy kind of thing, or is it like a string of them?
We do two bots.
Two at a time? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the buoy color for you? You have one like...
Yellow.
What's that?
Black and yellow.
Black and yellow. Okay. Any significance to the black and yellow? Is it special meaning or just random?
My grandfather did it initially for the Bruins, so he kind of kept it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Then, yeah.
Your grandfather was a lobsterman?
Just like a recreational one, not a big-time lobsterman.
Yeah, but you actually have like a literal license to go and commercially catch these things and like sell them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you sell them? Like to local like docks and...
Yeah, I sell them over at Cape Ann Lobsterman.
Okay. Yeah, when I was lobster, my father, he would give me like 15% of the catch. I was the back man, you know?
So yeah.
I thought he had the harder job because he had to pull the trap on the boat. That takes some good strength. I mean, you got the electric, right? Like pull in the rope, but you got to get it on the boat with your hands though. Right. Mm-hmm. That's pretty, is it a wire trap or a wood one?
It's wired.
Okay. It can be pretty heavy coming out of that water.
Yeah. They're pretty heavy.
Yeah. How long have you been doing that?
Back muscles.
Yeah. Is that like last summer was the first summer, or have you done it more than a couple summers?
No, I've been doing it with my dad since I was a little kid, and then I started doing it on my own when I was like 12 years old.
Okay, and dad was kind of like a fun lobsterman. It wasn't like a full-time job.
Yeah, exactly.
And you just took it over. And you said your sister, what's her name?
Annabella.
So you two go out there in summers and kind of tag team it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, what's the boat name?
The Nicolo S.
And what's the significance of that one?
That's named after my other grandfather, who was a commercial fisherman.
Wow. A lot of history in the family with commercial fishermen, out of Gloucester?
Yep.
Wow. So he must have had a boat that did, there's so many types of fishing, right, out of Gloucester, but...
Yeah.
Do you remember his boat's name that he worked on?
It was the Captain Dominic.
Ah, good name. You're in good company, Captain Dominic. Wow. I remember there's so many old school boats. Like my grandfather was the captain of the Rockaway. That was like a real old school boat, gray and white, all wood.
Yeah.
They used to be rivals with the, I remember the Italian Gold was like a big one back in the day. Man, that's impressive history you got there. And so, So the summers are doing the lobstering. And what's the other job again?
I work at the Cape Ann Marina Fuel Dock.
Okay, yeah. So you do that. So you're on the water all summer.
Yeah, that's where I like to spend it.
Yeah. And man, and where do you dock the boat?
It's on a mooring.
Okay.
In the harbor.
Yeah. So you just kind of get out there and, what's a typical week? How much can you pocket out of your lobstering endeavor? Is there a set figure or just varies week to week?
It varies. It's so random.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't it frustrating when you get the big lobster and then you see the eggs in it?
Yeah.
You're like, I need to throw it back. And the gauge, you have to get an official gauge every year, right? It might change or.
Yeah.
Massachusetts, like the gauge that measures from like the back of the neck to the to like the back line. I remember that. Yeah. Sometimes my father would complain about that thing. Like, just missed.
Yeah.
But there's like rules of the sea and everything about where you put your traps. Like you got to know where to go. Like you can't go in certain areas, right? That kind of thing.
Yeah. They're adding a ton of regulations. Like you have to add like a red part to some of your buoy lines so the right whales will see it. It's like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. They're doing a ton of stuff.
No kidding. Oh, so like in the ocean, they can kind of get visibility and not get tangled up or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What kind of bait do you use for the traps?
Anything I get my hands on, really, like pogie, redfish.
Yeah. Sometimes we would have, you get crabs in that. You don't just catch lobsters. You catch crabs sometimes, right?
Yeah.
If we ran out of fish or something and we just were short, my father crushed that crab up, put it in the net. And it's still the old school traps. Like the lobster gets in, gets the bait and then tries to get out through the net. Cause that's how it remembers coming in. So it feels the net, but then it falls into the other side.
Exactly. Yeah.
And it can't. Have you ever had issues with traps being damaged with storms or lost?
Yeah,
that stinks.
Yeah, no, I definitely lose a ton of them.
Yeah. And sometimes you just go and like, where is it? Like, what, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just out of your hands. You can't even.
Yeah. Do you ever had a buoy that didn't have the trap to it? Like it got cut somehow?
Yeah.
That stinks. What's the going rate for a trap? Do you know, like these days? I remember it was like $40 when my father was.
Yeah, they're expensive now. It's like 90, yeah, it's like 40 to $80, I think.
Yeah,
It depends what, like the size and all that stuff.
Yeah. You pull them out for the winter season and like leave them somewhere. Like,
yeah, I leave them in my yard.
Yeah. Some lobstermen go right on through the winter. It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We always had secret spots, you know, like, well, not secret to everybody, but that's a good plus part right there. Kettle Cove in Manchester, you know, like there's always big lobsters there. And who knows if there was a exact science to that, but it felt like it was.
Yeah. I don't know. They're always shuffling around. I can't seem to find the secret spot.
Yeah, I know. Like, we split it up. Like, we, you know, one day was the, I don't know if that was called the East or the West, like, but it was Gloucester Harbor, right? And then you kind of hug the Boulevard, Stageport Park, and work your way towards the Magnolia area, right? Like, you hug that coastline.
Yeah.
And then there was the other days where you kind of took the left past the lighthouse, breakwater, and hugged that part. Like Good Harbor Beach, like you could see Good Harbor Beach in the distance, kind of. Where are you exactly? You're just like right in the harbor?
No, so I'm out on the other side. I'm in like Lane's Cove area.
Okay. So that's where we never situated there. Okay. Yeah, a lot of fishermen go in that area too. So that's a fun high school gig.
Yeah, it is.
Expensive though, right? You got gas, like is it mooring fees or whatever? Like, yeah. Damage to the traps, you know, baits. So it's almost like, are we gonna go today or we don't have any money because we don't
exactly
like, yeah. You know, like we can't afford bait today, so I guess we're not going.
Yeah. At the end of the season, it's like, wow, you made a lot of money, and then it's like, not really.
Actually. What you spent, yeah.
You still have to pay it. You're just doing it for fun at the end of the day.
My check from the other job hasn't come yet, so I can't go lobstering now, right?
Exactly.
I get it, man. Well, that's a lot of fun. You're a very interesting fella.
Thank you.
Wish you the best of luck in tennis. I know you're going to crush. You're going to like rip up the Cape Ann League. You're going to like move to number one, right?
I'm a sleeper.
A sleeper. Icono, the sleeper, tennis sleeper. Hall of Fame, Rockport, for tennis. Here we come. One glorious year. I love it. All right, man. You've been a great interview. Cape Ann Savings Bank's Student Athlete of the Week is a serious thing. You're in the running now because you won the week award for the yearly award.
Awesome.
That comes with like a scholarship and everything, but you're a big competition with that one. You're like,
yeah, I bet I am.
All the boys from Rock put that one so far and will win in the spring season. Mm-hmm. But if Mr. Parisi gets impressed again, we might make an exception. Like, we got to get Lewis back in. He's undefeated in tennis right now.
Never know.
You think he might do singles or doubles? You know,
I think doubles.
Okay. So you're going to stay at the net and just like wait?
Yeah.
For
yeah. I'll someone like, else do the dirty work for me.
Yeah. Look intimidating and do what you got to do.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I wish you the best the rest of your senior year at Rockport. Congrats on the award. Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, Lewis Iacono, Gloucester and Rockport. Good luck. We'll talk soon.
Thank you, Don. Talk soon.
Have a good night, buddy.
You too.
All right, bye.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Penny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, that was the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, Mr. Louis Iacono, Rockport. Lots of fun. We are rotating around one more time. So we'll have Manchester Essex next week. Rock and Gloucester finishing out the winter after that. Tournament season is in full swing now. So hopefully we won't bother the kids. And hopefully have some Cape Ann teams making some noise in the tournament. It all starts this week. And then we'll just wait till spring. Take a little break and wait till spring to get some of those athletes going for the spring season. Who didn't win in the winter and the fall? Well, it's their chance now. We're winding down. We got about 24 athletes in the books from the Cape Ann Savings Bank program, and hopefully another like 10 or 12 more to close out the season. So looking forward to that. Thanks again to the bank for being longtime sponsors and friends of the North Shore Sports Desk. Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week. What a program. All right, let's take a break. On the other side, we'll give you the latest from Sports World.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Penny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore, yes, we're back at it. This is where we look into our friends' activities from Sports World USA at 184 Broadway, Saugus, otherwise known as Route 1 South. Info at sportsworldauction.com, sportsworld-usa.com, but Facebook, check them out, facebook.com/sportsworldusa. That's the best place to get these guys because they're always posting a lot of stuff. How about an incredible piece of Boston history with a 16x20 photo autographed by four Boston Red Sox World Series MVPs. Wow. David Ortiz, Manny Ramirez, Steve Pierce, and Mike Lowell, the four MVPs of the 21st century. That's awesome. That is awesome. What a series each of those gentlemen had. I love that. And on Saturday, big news, March 28th, Roger Clemens, my childhood idol, number 21. I did my pitch and wind up. I tried to perfect it like him. 184 Broadway, right at Sports World. He will be there. Roger Clemens, public autograph signing. That's amazing. What a get. Having the Rocket in town, in Saugus, right on the North Shore. I absolutely love that. Another promotion, $40 off all single-priced items of $200 or more. That was in the past, though, because I'm reading an ad from the past. It was this week only in store on February 22nd, which is this week still, actually. So it ends February 28th. Look at that. I was premature in my call. So February 28th is the last day to get $40 off all single priced items of $200 or more at Sports World, Phil and Corey Sports World. Yeah, 40 years, man. What an anniversary, 86 to 26. Congrats to Sports World team for a great run. Unbelievable. I love that. All right, so let's take a break and one more segment to go. It's going to be a little bit of MIAA tournament talk, so stay with us.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Drink and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Dominic Castro here. One final segment. And we're looking at tournaments. It's tournament time. What's going on? What are some of those key North Shore matchups in the tournament? I don't know. Let's take a peek. Linfield boys basketball. Nah, they're playing Ludlow in Division III. Swampscott plays the winner of Nantucket Oakmont. So that's not a North Shore battle. Great. Let's see. So we're going classical is waiting the winner of Dighton Rehoboth North Middlesex. Again, this is boys basketball Division III. Saugus and Low Catholic were set to go Wednesday night. Don't have the results there. It's after press time for us. And if Saugus wins, they'll play Salem. So that's a pretty cool Northeastern Conference matchup. Salem won handily in the regular season matchup. How about girls basketball, Division III? Fenwick was the number one seed, and they'll play the winner of Wilmington Southeast Regional. Linfield and Watertown. Pentucket's waiting on Seacomp Monomoy. Let's see. Classical is in there for girls. They get a preliminary round game against Falmouth. Who else are we looking at? Belchertown. They're not North Shore. Why do I even say their name? Why? Just why? All right. So, and also in Division Three girls, you've got North Reading waiting the winner of Dover Sherbourne Advanced Math and Science Academy Charter. Swampscott takes on Tantasqua in the first round. Again, these are all decided by now, but after our press time, unfortunately. Division Four boys basketball. There should be some nice matchups there. You know, Manchester Essex is in the mix over there, as we know. And they could have a showdown with Lynn Tech. I believe they lost to them last year in the tournament. Ipswich is in there. They're waiting the winner of Winthrop Smith Vocational. Georgetown defending champs, waiting the winner of Carver East Hampton. And it's Manchester Essex is waiting the winner of Narragansett Essebet Valley Regional. And you know, if they get by that game and Lynn Tech gets by Amesbury or Hampshire Regional, then you've got a Sweet 16 matchup with Lynn Tech and Manchester. So that's a good one. That's a real good one. Boys ice hockey, let's take a quick look. Division One, of course, St. John's Prep, we're tracking them. They are the defending champs and the number three seed. So they are going to await, or do they have a first round game? The Prep, what are they doing? What are they doing? I don't know. We'll have to look at that. St. John's Prep is playing Franklin. Okay, so they're playing Franklin Wednesday night, last night. We lost the opportunity to cover that because we're past our deadline. But they'll play the Franklin, and then if they get by them, it'll be Arlington Catholic or Chelmsford taking on the boys' ice hockey team. So how about Division Two? How my boys Gloucester, 14-5-1, the 17 seed. Hopkinton Gloucester in the first round. Winner of that gets number one Canton or 32 Somerset. So you're looking at, Gloucester get by Hopkinton, but you get a heck of a battle with Canton after that, for all intents and purposes, right? How about girls ice hockey? Some matchups we should look at. Bishop Fenwick and Bishop Stang, and the winner of that gets North Andover Braintree. And then you've got, who else in Division One? Division One, Division Uno for hockey. Beverly's in there playing Malden Catholic. Winthrop's got Methuen. And that should do it. So that wraps up the show. St. Mary's number two, I should say, for girls. And they're playing number 31 Framingham in that first round at Connery Inland. All right, we're out of here for now. Thank you to the Cape Ann Savings Bank being a great sponsor. Thank you to MSONewsSports.com, Rick and Danny, of course, our producer, and Kelly Media. Talk to you soon. Rocking and rolling here, finishing up a fall season. Few games to go before we hibernate again. Hopefully not for another 3 months.
Exactly. Guidelines and all that stuff about the winter season. We're supposed to stop puppies.
Sorry. Yeah, so Nick.
Yeah.
Nick. So you didn't, you delayed like 5 seconds, didn't say anything, and then you went, exactly. Like so slow. You know what? How about dialing in on yourself?
All right.
That's not on the North Shore.